Relevant Radio now presents the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity at our Relevant Radio Green Bay studios.
Thank you for joining us on the radio or watching through the Relevant Radio app or online at relevantradio.com. Again, I'm Father Edward Looney and delighted to be able to celebrate today's Holy Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity in Green Bay, Wisconsin. At this Mass, we especially unite our prayers with the homebound, those in prison, and those unable to attend Mass in person today. For those who are able, we encourage you to receive our Eucharistic Lord at your local parish and remember to observe your Sunday obligation. Let us sing to the Lord, for he has gloriously triumphed. The Lord is my strength and my might. He has become my salvation. Alleluia. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, the Lord be with you. Let us humbly come before our God, calling to mind our sins and so preparing ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and my words, in what I have done and in what I have failed to do, through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask Blessed Mary, Ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and to you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Let us pray. Almighty, ever-living God, let us feel your compassion more readily during these days when, by your gift, we have known it more fully, so that those you have freed from the darkness of error may cling more firmly to the teachings of your truth. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. The angel of the Lord spoke to Philip, "Get up and head south on the road that goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza, the desert route." So he got up and set out. Now there was an Ethiopian eunuch, a court official of the Candace, that is, the queen of the Ethiopians, in charge of her entire treasury, who had come to Jerusalem to worship and was returning home. Seated in his chariot, he was reading the prophet Isaiah. The Spirit said to Philip, "Go and join up with that chariot." Philip ran up and heard him reading Isaiah the prophet and said, "Do you understand what you are reading?" He replied, "How can I, unless someone instructs me?" So he invited Philip to get in and sit with him. This was the scripture passage he was reading. Like a sheep, he was led to the slaughter, and as a lamb before its shearer is silent, so he opened not his mouth. In his humiliation, justice was denied him. Who will tell of his posterity? For his life is taken up from the earth. Then the eunuch said to Philip in reply, "I beg you, about whom is the prophet saying this? About himself or about someone else?" Then Philip opened his mouth, and beginning with this scripture passage, he proclaimed Jesus to him. As they traveled along the road, they came to some water. And the eunuch said, "Look, there is water. What is to prevent my being baptized?" Then he ordered the chariot to stop, and Philip and the eunuch both went down into the water, and he baptized him. When they came out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord snatched Philip away, and the eunuch saw him no more. But he continued on his way rejoicing. Philip came to Azotus and went about proclaiming the good news to all the towns until he reached Caesarea. the word of the Lord. Let all the earth cry out to God with joy. Let all the earth cry out to God with joy. Bless our God, you peoples. Loudly sound his praise. He has given life to our souls and has not let our feet slip. Let all the earth cry out to God with joy. Hear now, all you who fear God, while I declare what he has done for me. When I appealed to him in words, praise was on the tip of my tongue. Let all the earth cry out to God with joy. Blessed be God who refused me not my prayer or his kindness. Let all the earth cry out to God with joy. Alleluia, 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 alleluia. I am the living bread that came down from heaven, says the Lord. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. Alleluia, alleluia. Alleluia. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to the crowds, "No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draw him, and I will raise him on the last day. It is written in the prophets, they shall all be taught by God. Everyone who listens to my Father and learns from him comes to me. Not that anyone has seen the Father except the one who is from God. He has seen the Father. Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever believes has eternal life. I am the bread of life. Your ancestors ate the manna in the desert, but they died. This is the bread that comes down from heaven, so that one may eat it and not die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever, and the bread that I will give is my flesh for the life of the world." The Gospel of the Lord. From the words of the Gospel, may our sins be wiped away. When a person wishes to convert to the Catholic faith, they go through a process. We used to call that process RCIA. Probably many people still do. Change is hard. Now it's OCIA or something like that, the Order of Christian Initiation of Adults, formerly the Rites of Christian Initiation of Adults. And so a person that wishes to convert, there's usually maybe two different types of people. The first might be a Lutheran or a Methodist baptized individual who says, "I now believe the truths of the Catholic Church," and so they want to be received in a communion in the church. Typically, that they wouldn't do RCIA; they would do something else. I think that's kind of the mindset. But typically, they just roll into the RCIA program. But there's the other individual that goes through the OCIA or whatever program, and that is the individual who is not baptized. That maybe they belong to a different faith tradition that didn't baptize, maybe one that follows Jesus, perhaps others like Islam or Hinduism or something, and they've decided now they want to be a Christian believer. They want to be baptized, and they want to be baptized as a Catholic. Or it could be that they just didn't have baptism in their life. They didn't receive faith. I remember being shocked in my teenage years when someone in our high school was not baptized. They celebrated Christmas, but they really only celebrated gift giving. They didn't really know about Jesus or the whole story of why we celebrate Christmas. They didn't really understand Easter, except that they looked for Easter eggs full of jelly beans or something like that. But so they were unbelievers. They weren't baptized. And that was shocking to me. But today in our society, we're seeing a lot of individuals like that who are approaching for the sacrament of baptism because their parents wrongly decided that they wanted their child to decide what faith they wanted to be. They didn't want to impose a faith tradition on them. And so that's what happened, and that's why there are lots of baptisms these days, especially at the Easter Vigil, where the culmination of Christian initiation takes place of these individuals. Well, today in our first reading, we have really the initiation of an individual. We have this Ethiopian eunuch who's in our gospel, in the first reading, a member of the court of Candace. And so you have Philip, the apostle, and Philip is told by the Lord, by an angel of the Lord, to go and to find this person. And so the Holy Spirit inspires him too. And as the Ethiopian eunuch is reading from the scriptures, from the prophet Isaiah, well, Philip goes and says, "Do you understand what you are reading?" And the eunuch says, "No, I don't, unless someone instructs me." And so Philip becomes the teacher to this Ethiopian eunuch. And it just so happens that the reading that was being read by this eunuch was, "Like a sheep, he was led to the slaughter, and as a lamb before its shearer is silent, so he opened not his mouth." And then we hear later on that Philip proclaimed Jesus to him. We could only think back to the road to Emmaus, and in that gospel passage, there you have the two disciples. Jesus draws near, interprets all of the Old Testament and the Psalms and the writings of Moses, especially what referred to him to those two disciples. And so you have Philip here now, who's going to do the very same thing, that he's going to tell this Ethiopian eunuch about Jesus, how he was the sheep led to the slaughter, that he became the paschal lamb, that the sacrifices of old are fulfilled by the fact that Jesus died on the cross. And so that's what Philip proclaims to this eunuch. And so as he comes to know Jesus about him, well, then he sees water, knowing of baptism, he says, "What's preventing me being baptized?" And Philip then baptizes this individual. He had this knowledge, which then led him to love and a greater desire of wanting more that the Christian life had to offer. And so he was initiated into that faith by Philip. Then in our gospel today, we hear a little bit about this bread of life discourse, John chapter 6. "Whoever eats my body and drinks my blood will live forever. I am the living bread. Whoever eats this bread will live forever." That's what Jesus says. And surely this Ethiopian eunuch, now being initiated into the Christian community through baptism, will participate in the Eucharist and even increase his love of Jesus as he comes to know more about his presence in the Holy Eucharist. I think that these readings, especially this Ethiopian eunuch, can inspire us. The first thing, he was reading Scripture. So for us to read Scripture, to come to know the Lord, he needed a teacher, and so God sent Philip to him. And sometimes we need teachers, so we turn to relevant radio, or we turn to authors or different series out there, and that's how we learn more. And sometimes maybe we might feel like this Ethiopian eunuch, "I don't understand unless someone instructs me." But what he wanted was he wanted to know more, he wanted to understand so that he could love, that he could love the Lord his God with all his mind, heart, and soul. And because he wanted to know more, then he wanted to be able to love God for all eternity. And so for us, we seek to know Jesus more now so that when we see him in the next life, we will recognize him and know that he has loved us from the very beginning, and to then return that love in return. For as we eat this bread today that has come down from heaven, we will live forever. And that's knowledge that we have from Jesus himself. Let us now pray together. lifting up our voices to God, asking him to hear our prayers. For our Holy Father, Pope Francis, and his intentions for the Church and the world, we pray to the Lord. For an increase in the vocations of priesthood, religious life, and sacramental marriage, we pray to the Lord. For the Church, that we may live in Christ and bear the fruit of remaining close to him, we pray to the Lord. For our nation, that our government leaders will serve our nation with integrity and respect for all human life, we pray to the Lord. For all those who are bound in nursing homes and in hospitals, that they will be given the care they need in keeping with their human dignity, we pray to the Lord. For all those who have died, especially for the repose of the souls of Joyce and Henry Johnson, for whom this Mass is being offered, we pray to the Lord. For our St. Joseph, St. Gabriel, St. Nicholas, and Guardian Angel Society members, and for all the intentions received from our listeners and supporters, that Our Lady of Guadalupe will intercede for them, we pray to the Lord. O Lord our God, hear our prayer, and may you reveal your goodness to us, so that we might know of your love today and for all eternity, through Christ our Lord. Amen. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you. Fruit of the earth and work of human hands, it will become for us the bread of life. By the mystery of this water and wine, may we come to share in the divinity of Christ, who humbled himself to share in our humanity. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you. Fruit of the vine and work of human hands, it will become our spiritual drink. Wash me, O Lord, from my iniquity. Cleanse me from my sins. Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. O God, who by the wonderful exchange effected in the sacrifice have made us partakers of the one supreme Godhead, grant, we pray, that as we have come to know your truth, we may make it ours by a worthy way of life, through Christ our Lord. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, at all times to acclaim you, O Lord. But in this time, above all, to laud you yet more gloriously, when Christ, our Passover, has been sacrificed, he never ceases to offer himself for us, but defends us and ever pleads our cause before you. He is the sacrificial victim who dies no more, the Lamb once slain who lives forever. Therefore, overcome with paschal joy, every land and every people exalts in your praise, and even the heavenly powers with the angelic hosts sing together the unending hymn of your glory as they acclaim, Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you. In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me. The mystery of faith. When we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim your death, O Lord, until you come again. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis, our Pope, and David, our Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, the Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him, and with him, and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours, forever and ever. Amen. At the Savior's command, informed by his divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not in our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. The peace of the Lord be with you always. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, grant us peace. Behold the Lamb of God, behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. Christ died for all, that those who live may live no longer for themselves, but for him who died for them and has risen. Hallelujah. For those of you watching or listening, this would be a good time to make a spiritual communion. I wish my Lord to receive you with the purity, humility, and devotion with which your most holy mother received you, with the spirit and the fervor of the saints. Body. body of Christ. The body of Christ. The body of Christ. The body of Christ. The body of Christ. Let us pray. Graciously be present to your people, we pray, O Lord, and lead those you have imbued with heavenly mysteries to pass from former ways to newness of life through Christ our Lord. Thank you for joining us for Mass today here at Relevant Radio. I hope you'll join us again tomorrow at the same time, noon central. The Lord be with you. May Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Go forth, the Mass is ended. St. Michael, the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our safeguard against the wickedness and the snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world, seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. My God, I believe, I adore, I hope, and I love you. I beg pardon for those who do not believe, nor adore, nor hope, nor love you. Most Holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, I adore you profoundly. I offer you the most precious body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ, present in all the tabernacles of the world, in reparation for the outrageous sacrileges and indifference by which he is offended. And through the infinite merits of the Sacred Heart of Jesus and the Immaculate Heart of Mary, I beg of you the conversion of sinners. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Holy Mass. We invite you to listen to the live broadcast of the Mass every day at noon central on Relevant Radio. Video stream of the Mass on the Relevant Radio app and at relevantradio.com.